I don't know what you had in mind, but here we stand on opposing sides. Let's go to war. Let's go to war!
Welcome to Talking Giants pregame show of the Washington Redskins game, second meeting, the clash of Daniel Jones versus Dwayne Haskins. We shouldn't be pumped for this game, but damn it, I am. Danny, my co-host, that's your name, Danny King. I'm your other co-host, Bobby Skinner. Danny, I'm back in Florida. I'm back in the swing of things. We've the second show since being back in Florida. I'm getting used to it. Already sick of work. Anyways, Danny, how are you doing, my man?
I'm doing good. Just excited coming off another Giants win, hoping to get another one because I'm that type of guy that just likes wins more than draft position right now.
Yeah, it's frustrating because we want Chase Young. We want the better draft spot. But it's like we personally can't afford to lose to Dwayne Haskins and the Washington Redskins. We can't deal with that all offseason. Like this game, I'm pumped for it. It's a must win. It's a must win. Although if we do lose, I'm going to spin zone the crap out of it with Redskins fans because they will be coming at me like crazy. I'm going to need the listeners to defend me. But it is a frustrating conundrum to be in. It's like, I want to tank, but if we win this game, we probably aren't going to get Chase Young unless the Redskins decide to go QB.
Oh, no, yeah. I mean, that's how it would be, but there's still good guys in this draft class that we could draft over Chase Young. I know people don't like to hear that, but yes, Chase Young is a generational talent, but there's still guys out there that can make this defense better, and yeah, it would suck to lose out on Chase Young, but I'm not completely opposed to looking at other positions.
Yeah, and like we said in the last show, it could be a blessing in disguise if you get able to trade down and get Andrew Thomas or something like that. Anyways, it is the Redskins. And Danny, Daniel Jones is back. He is practicing at full strength. The Giants are putting out interviews of him. Shermer said he was at full. He practiced with the ones. Daniel Jones is back. That was Eli's farewell tour. So everything kind of worked out perfectly. Like obviously you don't want Daniel Jones to get hurt and you want to play these four games. But it's like looking back at it, I'm almost glad that it all happened like this because that moment with Eli Manning on Sunday was one we'll all remember. It's like an extremely, obviously I'll remember it a little more because I was there and Danny, you weren't there because you don't care about Eli Manning like I do. But nonetheless, it was a really cool moment and I'm glad it's playing out, like, in a sense, perfectly.
I'm just happy we don't have to have the Eli Manning and Alex Tanny debate because that was coming if Jones wasn't able to go.
Danny, when I saw that was a thing on Monday or Tuesday, whatever it was, I was like, oh, God. Oh, no.
It was
oh, no. I cannot do this. I cannot do the Tanny versus Eli debate. And being like, you know what? Like, the right thing would be to play Eli. But I understand wanting to have that moment, like just stuck and have it done. And just having people debate over that. And it was going to be so brutal. And I was not looking forward to picking a side on that. I probably was just going to ignore that. And then I was going to ignore it. And then I get aggravated by something people would say, and then I wouldn't ignore it.
I mean, we've all looked like hypocrites. We're all tearing down Geno Smith, sending death threats to his family. But with Alex Herron, like, you know what? I'm fine with it. Some people would be like, I'm fine with it. So we would. Some people look like complete hypocrites, and then others would just, I don't know. It would have been a completely ugly situation, and there was one that I was not willing to, as you said, get myself involved in.
Just, and like having to get, like, watching Alex Tanny, that would suck. It would suck. Like, It'd be 1 week in a vacuum. We might actually lose. Like, that would be the one, like, thing if you're looking for draft stock. Like a draft pick, that is like the one. That probably was the one way we could lose to Dwayne Haskins, was playing Alex Tanning. Although he probably is a better quarterback than Haskins.
I would actually somewhat be looking kind of excited for it, just because he's been with us for 2 years. And I'll be quite honest, I wouldn't have been opposed to it just for more of the laughing points of it, because how funny would that have been just to see Alex Tanning lead in this offense? Like, when he went in for Eli, when he went for that rollout play, I was begging for him to absolutely chuck that football downfield, because that would have been hilarious. But luckily,
he's completing 100% of his passes, Danny.
Yeah, I mean, but I'm looking for – it's just good we won't need to have that conversation, because there would have been some pretty – battle lines would have been drawn, people, because it also would look bad if we start Alex Tanning over Eli, because who would want – many people, I feel like, would not want to see that.
Yeah, it just – it would have been kind of like a joke almost. I don't know how – anyways, it's not happening, thankfully. Daniel Jones is playing, and it is exciting. It's exciting to see him back, where we kind of thought that there was a chance he was going to be shut down after the ankle injury versus Green Bay. But we get to see our rookie come back for two more weeks against a bad team in the Redskins. Now, the Redskins have some talent. Like, let's get it straight. Like, they do have some talent. And we'll get to why we think they're so bad. And then the Eagles, who are a team with a lot of talent but just have not put it together. I mean, we saw the whole thing on Monday Night Football. They're injured on offense, and then on defense, they play like they're injured. So it'll be cool to see him get back and get some more experience. And you know what? All it takes is 11 touchdowns for him to break the rookie touchdown record.
Yeah, it wouldn't shock me if he's able to do it, because we just have to see how he comes.
11 is a lot, but nah, with Daniel Jones and Daniel Jones, we trust, I guess.
It's just more of how is he going to play? Is he going to be the same Daniel Jones before he got injured? Is he going to be a little bit more hesitant at times? I'm just intrigued to see how this injury, if it changed his mindset at all, especially knowing that there's only two games left and there's no point in full sending it maybe anymore.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting to see what happens. He did throw two interceptions against the Redskins. I think those are two he learned from in there. Like, it's very similar plays with Sterling Shepard going across. But obviously he's developed, he's grown, he's gotten better. Although things were so much happier at that time. Now, we still love Daniel Jones and are still as high as him on ever, but we are 2-0 under the Daniel Jones era. We had just beat the Redskins, gotten three picks off Dwayne Haskins. I mean, those were happy times as a Giants fan, Danny. We're just like, why not? Why not us win the Super Bowl? It's happened before.
No, yeah, sorry. I just looked outside my window and all of a sudden I see one of them snow squalls are going through the neighborhood, so can't see outside. But yeah, I'm just excited to see Jones and Haskins going, because that's going to be the two quarterback duel that'll go on for years to come. Hopefully, at least hopefully our guy stays around for years. Haskins, I frankly don't care what happens to him down there in Washington.
The first of two or three matchups, to be honest, with Haskins.
Two of
them. Danny, before you go on, I have to ask you a question. How far should you drive behind a salt truck?
How far? They claim 100, 150 feet. I drive maybe 150, 100.
Okay, because it had me cracking up. When we went to the ski mountain in the Catskills on last Friday, my brother was driving our rental car, and then our cousin was with us driving his car with my other brother. And so we passed the salt truck because he's going slow, and we're trying to pass him on the highway. Yeah. My cousin was tailgating the salt truck. his car was getting pelted with salt. It was unbelievable how close he was driving to the salt truck, although he did get the freshest of salts.
That is funny. I mean, that would be something a New Yorker does. They would ride the tail of a salt truck. But most level-headed New Yorkers know. We'll just go around this guy.
My cousin, I love him to death, but it's definitely a move he would pull.
I mean, that's a funny move. Don't get me wrong. I'd be cracking up.
Yeah. So, anyways, I got us off topic. Oh, by the way, did you see, since we're off topic, did you see that, Golden Tate asked for recommendations for the Bronx? And I had to give him one because I run the Bronx now.
Of course you did. What, he was asking for a chicken place or something like that?
Yeah, I told him to go to Giovanni's. They got great Italian food. The guys, they're like family to me.
Yeah, of course. The good old Giovanni's.
It's so funny because I was annoying my brother while we were there. We ate a lot of Italian food, and he wanted to go get Chinese. And we're like, no, we're going to Giovanni. So me and my youngest brother go to Giovanni's. My other brother goes to the Chinese place across the street. And then I'm just harassing him. I was like, bro, you should have went to Giovanni's. They treat us like family. I was like, just acting like I was Italian and I run New York. Just like needling him. And he was getting so aggravated. Like, that joke's not funny. And it wasn't funny. But it was funny to me to just be like, oh, Giovanni, he's like family. He said, hey, Big Bobby, what's going on? He's, you know. Anyways, I'm part of the mob. I'm part of the mob now, anyways.
Yeah, with the stereotypical Italian accent. Oh, you're part of the mob now?
Hey, forget about it.
You're part of the mob, organized crime?
I was like, hey, can I get a refill, Gio? He said, yeah, forget about it. Anyways.
Vincent Chingiganti. That's the one Tony, I learned at school.
Tony Spagnoli. Anyway.
Al Pacino's a real guy, right? He's totally a mobster.
Yeah, he's real. And yeah, they're all those guys are real. I don't. What are we talking about?
I don't know. We just got way off topic.
This New York trip ruined me because now I just feel more casual, and I'm like, I just want to talk about stuff. Next thing, religion. All right, Dwayne Haskins, Daniel Jones. So Daniel Jones is back, is what we're coming at. Daniel Jones is back. It's good to see him. Two more games of development. Two more games to go forward into 2020 with more confidence. We actually might get to see him. Well, we don't get to see him with all his weapons because Ingram's hurt. But get to see him with his weapons. See him with Caden Smith. Get two more games with Caden Smith. It's going to be fun to see him back out there. And like we said before, Eli had the perfect send-off, and I'm glad that that is staying as that.
Oh, yeah. As much as I was willing to roll the dice and try and get him to over 500, it's better the way he went out, have him go out on top with that final image of him running off into the tunnel of New York. So I'm fine that he's not going to play. Maybe Eli's fine. Maybe he doesn't want to risk losing that record again. But it's just going to be good to see Jones back out there. So as you said, he could get those final two games of development and hopefully learn some few more things before heading into the offseason. But that's just crazy to me that the Giants did not have all their weapons out on the field at the same time. And most of them, like, Tate was gone for the first four games and Ingram was there. But then Saquon got hurt. And then Ingram got hurt when Saquon came back. It was just crazy. It was just really crazy. And no, and then Shepard had the concussion. It was the football gods did not want us to have all our weapons out there this year.
Yeah, it is what it is. Caden Smith has been kind of nice. Danny, I saw a stat today about DeAndre Baker. Did you see that stat?
I didn't. Actually, wait. I think I did. He posted it on his Instagram.
Did he? I didn't know he was that active on Instagram. I know he's not active on Twitter at all. But it was
I follow all the players on Instagram.
Yeah, the Talking Giants, we only follow like 8 people to keep it like looking more legit. So we are too legit. In fact, we're too legit to quit. That's a hot rod line. But yeah, it's hard to keep up with him. Anyways, pro football focus, and they put out that he's doing a good grade, and you know I stay away from the grades. But the last four games, QBs like when they've targeted DeAndre Baker are completing 26.3% of the passes, which is in that four game span is the lowest in the NFL. Like that was shocking. When they say it was the lowest, I even had to ask him. I was like, is this lowest on the team or the league? And he said, no, it's lowest in the league in that time span from week 11. Like, that's pretty damn impressive, Danny. Like, and that proves, like we said, he's been looking pretty good lately. Although there's a few times he got beat versus Miami. It's nice to see our young guy, like, finally come together. But we need him to get an interception on Dwayne Haskins this week.
I remember people calling for his benching. And now these same people are calling, wow, his great improvement. They just did a real 360 right there. I said people were complaining, oh, we need to bench him. I personally don't remember what you said about it, but I remember, like, what does benching DeAndre Baker get us in the long run? I think we were on the same page there. I just don't remember exactly what you said. But, and look, he had his struggles, and look at him now. He's the play has improved. Getting called out by Pat Shermer from the team probably sparked a fire underneath him. He's like, what am I doing? I'm better than this, and I want to go out there and prove all these guys wrong, all the haters. Prove Shermer that I am good. And look at him now. He's one of our best corners right now, and he'll be our number one next year. Him,
Hey, he's our number one this year.
He's our number one now. Yeah, this year now. But then next year it'll be him. Hopefully, Beal will have settled down by next year. And then I would assume Valentine in the slot. So the rabbits Jack Rabbit left behind for us. I mean, I have full faith in them to get it turned around, especially Sam Beal. I will ride or die on Sam Beal. I've been complaining about him on Twitter, but I understand he's a rookie. And well, he's not a rookie, but he's technically a rookie out there playing. Yeah. So it's game experience is totally different than just watching film. He was not able to get out there and get that experience he needed. And he's still showing that it still is going to take time to adjust. But I truly believe next year, our secondary will be something special with how young they are and the potential they got with Love and Peppers as the safeties. And then those three guys I mentioned, Ballantyne, Bale, and Baker.
Yeah, and he's got a big matchup with Terry McLaurin this week. So, yeah, it's cool to see the young guys. In fact, I have a Janoris Jenkins side note. I'm saving for Giant Factor, though. He's looked really good. Now, it's been against bad teams. Like, the Eagles have no wide receivers after Alshon Jeffrey got hurt. The Dolphins suck. But, and, you know, you brought up the, you know, Pat Shurmur reaming him in the locker room. Sometimes I think, like how much does that actually help? Like, does he play better because of that? But it is, like you said, it's undeniable that since that point, he's been playing a lot better football, whether it's against the Bears, the Packers, and then these last two games against the Eagles and the Dolphins. Now, those not like those offenses didn't have good games, but it's cool to see individually DeAndre Baker doing so well.
All right, and I personally, like, any game experience for these rookies are good. Like, Daniel Jones playing the Redskins, yes, they're a bad team when we first played them, but that's experience. I especially for rookies, these games all matter. I don't care if it's the 1-12 Bengals, that's a learning experience. And guess what? Unfortunately, in this league, well, not unfortunately, in this league, you got to beat the bad teams to be good. I mean, look at the Cowboys. They've only beaten bad teams minus the Rams, and they could win the NFC East. So even though they're bad teams, they're a good learning experience for these rookies. It teaches them things. And heck, these bad teams give you run for your monies. Look at 2017 when we played the Chiefs. No one gave us a chance in hell. And look at that. We went out and upset the Chiefs last year against the Bears. I think some more people are choosing the Bears. I know Mitch Trubisky didn't play. But look what we did. We went out there and shocked the Bears. So it shows that I don't care if they're bad teams. These are good learning experiences for all these rookies. And it benefits them in the future.
Yeah, and that's what kind of sucks is it's hard to decipher of what's coaching, what's young guys, and you know we've kind of decided at this point we're gonna wait to see what happens. But like it's a very young team. We've had more rookie snaps than any team in the NFL. So yeah, nice stuff from DeAndre Baker. I'm glad we got off on a little side tangent there, Danny. Now, let's start getting into the Redskins. Let's take a quick break, and then we'll start talking about the Redskins and our good old friend Dwayne Haskins.
All right, so a lot of people are starting podcasts today. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free. Their creation tools allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Anchor will distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. You can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one play. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started. You'll be glad you did.
All right, let's talk about the Redskins. Danny, we'd be amiss to not start at the top. And the top is Dwayne Haskins. This is a matchup that is personal to me because I can't stand Haskins. I've went at him. People like can't stand that I do it. I get that people can be annoyed by it, but you have to understand. Just, you know what? After the Giants got crapped on all offseason, oh my gosh, LOL. Jones over Haskins, LOL, LOL. And then Haskins laughing at the Giants and all the trash talk that the former Giants like Landon Collins said about the Giants in the offseason. It's just, you know what, they're our rival, and I can't stand them. And then put that on top of the fact that I already didn't think Dwayne Haskins was going to be good, and then it just turns into this, where he's a full-blown enemy of the state. And you know what, I'm not going to feel bad for disliking our rivals. Especially when they're bad players like Dwayne Haskins. And you know what? He has been a bad player. He had a nice little two-touchdown zero interception game against the trash Eagles in a loss. I mean, you know, they don't ever ask him to do much. I mean, like, if completing 67% of your passes as your best game, like, awesome, man. But he's just been a bad quarterback for them. He's only completing 56% of his passes. He has 5 touchdowns, 7 interceptions. He doesn't take really any chances. He averages 150 yards per game. The sack rate is double of what Case Keenum's was. And, like, look at Case Keenum, who is by no means a good quarterback. He had one good season with Pat Shurmur in Minnesota, but he's not a good quarterback. I mean, he got benched. He had 9 touchdowns, 4 interceptions. He was completing over 10% more passes than Haskins in the same exact offense. He was getting sacked half the amount of time with the same offensive line. In fact, a worse offensive line. Remember how banged up they were against us? So just, like, save me, like, the team around Haskins. Because you know what? The Redskins have good weapons. If Alex Smith was in there, the Redskins probably would have won this division. I mean, they got Terry McLaurin. Adrian Peterson has been a beast, and we'll talk about all those guys. But I've never been so confident going into a game for this Giants team, and it's solely because of Dwayne Haskins is why I'm confident. I wasn't this confident going to the Dolphins game. Not any game this year was I as confident going up against Dwayne Haskins. I really do. I know I make jokes and I exaggerate, but I honestly think he is a horrible quarterback, and I think he's an a-hole too with the, like, this. I know people say, oh, how you make a big deal about the selfie thing. That means something. That shows immaturity. And the fact that, like, there was reports that he wasn't, like, working hard. He wasn't showing up early. He was showing up late. Showed up late to a game. I just don't believe in this guy. And I think Redskins, like they're the one team that can do the quote-unquote Arizona model.
I mean, I'd be lying. I mean, let's make this clear. I was on the Giants should draft Dwayne Haskins boat because I thought he would be the answer at quarterback. Clearly, I say a good chunk of the Giants fan base was wrong that he has not looked good at Washington. He has not developed as fast as Daniel Jones. Now, maybe he's just a slower learner than Daniel Jones and he'll show his improvement next year. I don't know. But as you said, like when we passed over him and we drafted Daniel Jones, he did that little chuckle. I'm like, okay, that's when I knew like a war started right there, because his main goal now is to embarrass the Giants. And he hasn't done that at all. I mean, if anything, he's made Dave Gellman look like a genius and made Dan Snyder of the Redskins look like an idiot. Because, like, look, Jay Gruden, he didn't want Dwayne Haskins. I think he wanted Daniel Jones. No, I know he wanted Daniel Jones. I feel like it was painfully obvious. Oh,
it's pretty much a fact that Jay Gruden did not want Haskins and he wanted Daniel Jones.
Yeah, and where's Jay Gruden now? He didn't start. He did start him, but he clearly didn't believe him, because I'm pretty sure he benched him like the next week or something like that. So
Haskins never started under Gruden. He came in for that Redskins or that the game with us, but he never started a game with them. In fact, Callahan didn't even start him right away.
So that proves my point right there. So he wants to try and prove us wrong, but I'm personally not afraid of Haskins. As you said, he makes terrible decisions. His throws are not good. I after believing in him, I don't believe in him at all. And as you said, I don't think he's going to be the Redskins quarterback for very long. He'll probably play out his rookie contract. Other than that, the Redskins are going to be looking for a new quarterback. And I don't know if Alex Smith was here, this team would probably win the NFC East, because this division is a complete mess. And they just needed a capable quarterback to get the job done. And that wasn't Case Keenum, because he doesn't have Pat Shurmur. That's what made him good. Cole McCoy? No, Cole McCoy was just good in college. And so, yeah, if they had Alex Smith, I'm with you. The Redskins would win this division most likely just because of how terrible everyone else in it is.
Yeah. And I look at the way they treat Haskins. They run the ball more than they throw it almost every single game with Haskins. They don't trust him. I'm telling you, because when the Giants haven't played on Sundays and I watch a Redskins game, it's like they just don't let this kid throw. They run. And granted, Bill Callahan has that team running well. Adrian Peterson has been a beast for this Redskins team. I mean, he's been unbelievable all year. I mean, look, his yards per carry might not like tell the whole story, but like as an overall player, he's looked really good. I mean, he's averaging 60 yards a game. Let's see, what's his yards per carry? 4.3 yards per carry, so not bad. When Darius Geis was in there, he was averaging 5.8 yards per carry. Yeah, you know, Chris Thompson, when he's been in, he's been pretty decent in the receiving game. I mean, it's a team that where they just run. They pound the rock like crazy. I mean, Dwayne Haskins has barely like thrown more than they run. They just, and even when like a guy who's not asked to throw a lot, he still has more interceptions than touchdowns. He's still completing only 56% of his passes. I don't know. I'm not a believer of Dwayne Haskins at all. Like, even if he got drafted by the Cardinals, like, I'm telling you, I just don't believe in this guy. And I was scared that the Giants were going to draft him. He was the guy, and Danny, he was the guy I did the most like homework on QB wise going into the draft. And I was legit scared the Giants were going to take him.
And as I said, I ain't long with Pry. I'm going to say at least maybe like 85, 90% of the Giants fan base wanted Dwayne Haskins, or at least thought he was the guy. And you saw when we all booed Daniel Jones, we're all like, there's no way this guy is better than Haskins. But if you just, it's obvious. If you look at Ohio State, what did he do at Ohio State that impressed you? It was just like drags, and those players took it and made those plays look impressive. So clearly, we were oblivious to the fact that he wasn't good. We thought that he came from Ohio State. He was with – was he with Urban Meyer? Was he still the coach then, Urban?
Yeah, Urban Meyer.
And we were like, oh, Urban Meyer's coaching him. He's coming from Ohio State. What a guy. He's clearly going to be good. And
said all the right things.
Yeah.
But and there was a quote that came out very early, like right before the draft happened. From Todd McShay. He said that Nick Bosa, or it came here if it was Nick or Joey Bosa, said, like, he didn't buy in here right away. And we kind of saw the same things with the Redskins. So I don't want him to take this whole time to just trash Haskins. But the fact is I have confidence because we're playing Dwayne Haskins. But that being said, they have some really good weapons on offense. Terry McLaurin, a guy we talked a lot about in the draft, a guy I thought the Giants should have drafted in the third round possibly. He is really good, man. He's going to be a guy that the Giants have to worry about in the division for a long time. He was Haskins' guy at Ohio State. I love Terry McLaurin coming out, and he's been a beast for them all season long. I mean, let me pull up the stats. He's got 51 catches, 833 yards, 7 touchdowns. So he's got less touchdowns than Slayton, but like overall, he's been better than Slayton. Like he's a beast. He's a guy we have to worry about, and you know, we talked about DeAndre Baker in the show. That I think is going to be an extremely interesting matchup, is those two guys facing off.
No, yeah, the Redskins, Terry McLaurin is going to be a problem for the NFC East for a long time. The guy has played well, as you said. He has one touchdown less than Darius Slayton. While I wouldn't change anything, I'm not saying you're saying you want to change it, but he is someone I would not have been mad about drafting because. Guy's a beast, as you said. What, 51 catches, 834 yards, as you said, the 7 touchdowns. Guy's good. He's going to be Washington got a diamond in the rough right there, because if you look at their offense, I mean, I say that's you got Peterson, McLaurin, Jordan Reed. I mean, when he's in there, he's good, but he's never in there because of his concussion issues. So
Yeah, I'm pretty sure his career is over with all the concussion season.
I think so, too. It's on the Redskins. You build this team around Terry McLaurin because he's the guy that's going to be here for the long haul. Unless Haskins chamber, I'm going back to Rosen Haskins. I don't see anything
Haskins.
Sorry.
Not my words. His words. When he watches him play against the Giants,
he froze up.
All right, I have to do that.
No, but I don't see Haskins. That's a change chance for me to believe. I mean, that's what he should be doing when he saw that game. But Haskins, you're gonna make that at least I say 3 more times in this show.
Word, that's the last time. Do it again. You have permission to shoot me. In this show, not in this show. If we beat them and he plays bad, I will open up the show with a 5-minute monologue of me doing that.
That'd be funny.
Not a promise, though, but it's just an idea. It's brainstorming on the show.
That's definitely a promise. But Terry McLaurin, he's the guy the Redskins need to build around. Unless Haskins changes over the next 2 years, I don't believe he's the guy the Redskins should build around. But, yeah, Terry McLaurin, talented guy. Adrian Peterson looks great. I just want to just say something funny, because I think this name just makes all Giants fans laugh. It's Eric Flowers. It just gives everyone a good chuckle. I remember people were saying they wanted. Some people said they want Eric Flowers back this year. That kind of bothered me. I think you're muted.
Sorry. Yeah, Haskins still is. Or sorry, I'm stuck on Haskins.
Were you just throwing up? Is that what you were doing? Like,
I was actually looking up YouTube throwing up sounds. All
right, that's what I was like. Yes, he's doing the muted thing again. We went through that phase this summer. You just wouldn't unmute your mic.
Yeah, Nick Filato. That was when I first got my computer, and I was like still working through technology. Nick Filato wrote a good piece about like he's doing all right, but like, he's not like a top guard. He's just kind of not asked to do much, and he's just like, all right, go maul someone. But he still has bad technique. I mean, we watched the game against Green Bay, and he got torn up in that game. He looked really bad. So yeah, like as much as Eric Flowers like doesn't look as bad as he was with us, and he hasn't been, like he's still not like a good football player.
No, he's not a good football player. I mean, has he been terrible? No, but as you said, he's not doing anything special. So, Bill Callahan said he's like, oh, he'll get a decent. He'll be sought after free agency. I'll be like, yeah, for like maybe a year and for like maybe $2-3 million at most.
Yeah, there's, good luck with that.
You don't want him being your long term answer at any position on your offensive line. Just look at us for being foolish.
Yeah. Adrian Peterson's been really good for them. Geis was balling before he got hurt. Seems like injuries are affecting him. But as far as an offense, they are like if they can get the stuff on, if Haskins could get the stuff underneath to McLaurin like he did against Philly, and they're able to get like a lot of yards out of after catch, then yeah, they can do something against this very young secondary. Sam Beal and Corey Ballantyne are guys that are able to be picked on. But I don't know. I just don't have any faith. Like, I don't have any worry. I think Julian Love is going to have a big game against him. Here's my prediction. Here's my bold prediction. DeAndre Baker and Julian Love both have interceptions in this game. I truly believe that.
Well, that is a bold prediction. Something I did remember.
But you know what Dwayne Haskins will do, though, right?
Oh, no, you're going to do it, aren't you? I knew it.
Right. It wasn't me, though. I kept my word. It wasn't me.
But so something I just remembered as we were talking, the Redskins are about Brandon Scherff now because he's on IR. So they're going to have a fourth-round draft pick by the name of Wes Martin in there at right guard.
That's just a shame.
I mean, it's going to hint towards – I actually won't hint towards my Giants factor, but I believe we should bully Wes Martin and just have him have a miserable day.
Yeah. We have Leonard Williams for this matchup. Woo-wee! Eric Flowers, you get Dexter Lawrence and Leonard Williams all day, and Dallin Thomas, who's been a beast. I think those guys will make a difference for this defense.
Remember when Danny all like actually just like one handed chucked Eric Flowers back in training camp 2 years ago? That was funny.
I do remember that. It was always sad. Like you get pumped for a year and then training camp, it's like D line is dominating the offensive line. It's like, and it's like. On the outside, you'd be like, you know what? This is just showing how good the D-line is. But on the inside, you're like, oh, no.
Giants off the line.
Oh, no. This is not good. Now, the Redskins defense. I think they're better than people give them credit for. Landon Collins is out there. He's been solid for them. He still has very much struggled against tight ends. I mean, every time I've seen the Redskins play, they've been giving up touchdowns to tight ends. Especially like Sam Darnold and Ryan Griffin of the Jets. So their defense that has playmakers like Josh Norman, Ryan Kerrigan if he's playing. But yeah, I really expect this Giants to win for this game more than I have any game this season. And that's a weird thing to say when we have 3 wins at this point that I'm just expecting a win. But I feel like the Redskins are a team that has talent, but with the matchup against the Giants, I just feel like it's the perfect matchup for us.
I mean, that's the one thing I'm devastated about Evan Engram right now. He's not gonna be able to expose Landon Collins again. That was just fun when we first played Washington. Once again, I still like Landon Collins. I'm a fan of him. I know he's talked trash about us, but what else do you expect? The guy wanted to stay as a Giant, but they didn't even offer him a contract, or maybe they didn't offer him a contract extension. They just let him walk. Obviously, I don't think he should be too mad at us because he got 6 years, $84 million, nowhere near what he would have got with us. So, if I'm him, I'm shaking Dave Gellman's hand, not trying to run over him like he said he would, but. Yeah, this Redskins defense, they're nothing crazy, but they got guys, Montez Sweat, Jonathan Allen, Josh Norman, but I mean he sucks now. Quentin Dunbar, I'm pretty sure he's good. I've heard good things about Quentin Dunbar. I think the biggest guy I'm just scared of is, be quite honest, there's no one. There's no Ryan Kerrigan, so I'm gonna be quite honest, there's no one really that scary.
Boy, the Redskins are they're not a good football team. And neither are we. So I don't want to come off as like, oh my gosh, the Giants are so good because we beat the Dolphins. Like, we're not a good football team either.
We compare ourselves now to like the bottom of the league. That's where we look now. We're like, we're better than that team. Because that's how it is. Like, there's the tiers of the NFL. You got the top, the mediocre, and then the garbage. That's where we are now. And we're the kings of the garbage.
We are kings of the trash. Although, wouldn't the Cardinals be the kings of the trash, though? Since they beat the Browns and us.
Yeah, that is true, actually. So maybe I guess we're just the second. We're like that guy that wants to be the top, but 5'9" Kyler Murray stopping us.
Yeah. Do you know what's cool is that I think we all, Montez Sweat has 5 sacks this year. Matt Ioannidis, he has 8.5. Not bad. Pretty good year for a guy who's been decent. I think most Giants fans and most Cardinals fans, like, we have a lot of respect for Kyler Murray and they have a lot of respect for Daniel Jones. I think neither one of them likes Dwayne Haskins, though. Like, whenever I do the stats, it's always like there's Cardinals fans that come over the top trashing Haskins. But they I have not had a Cardinals fan say a bad thing about Daniel Jones in my mentions. Never. Not once. Now, do I go talk trash about the Cardinals to bring that upon us? No. But there is some Cardinals fans out there. Like when I do the Kyler Murray versus like the first round rookie QB stats, even in the preseason, like when I would do that, when it was like it was very slanted for Daniel Jones, I don't know. I think Cardinals fans like think Daniel Jones was good, and they saw him a little bit in what was maybe his worst game against Arizona. But yeah, I think Cardinals fans have a lot of respect for Jones, and I have a lot of respect for Kyler Murray. Although they have only beat bad teams, but that doesn't really make. That's not all on Kyler, obviously, either. The Giants isn't on Daniel Jones.
Yeah, I mean, the Cowboys have only been a bad team, so it's just the situation. But, yeah, I mean, the Cardinals, they have hope, especially with Kyler Murray. But, I mean, they just got to probably get a new wide receiver, Fitzgerald, going. I mean, Justin Pugh, I mean, he's healthy. So, I mean, that's a W for them, I guess. I forgot. It sounds like we're game planning for the Cardinals right now.
I love the Cardinals. No, we're talking about the Redskins.
Talking Cardinals. That's what we're doing now.
We're talking about the baseball Cardinals. All right. Danny, it's that time of the week. It's time for Giant Factors. Danny, do you remember who my Giant Factor was last week? So we put it, we put these shows out on Thursday night. So I did my Giant Factor on Thursday night.
Hey, you said everyone.
No, I. You made me pick one. I picked.
Oh yeah, you picked North Jenkins.
Yeah, my giant factor last week was the North Jenkins, and I tell you what, he was a factor in the news. Like when most people were listening to the podcast, he had been cut at that point.
Well, I mean, you never said. Yeah, you said he. We never say how he's gonna be. They're gonna be a factor on the field. I mean, we may have meant off the field. Like maybe Bobby. Knew that he predicted Jack Rabbit would call the person the R word, and then he knew he would get cut. So he played us all right there.
Yeah, he was a giant factor. I will give him that. All right, Danny, who is your giant factor for the Washington Redskins?
Leonard Williams, because of Eric Flowers, Redskins losing Brandon Scherff for Wes Martin, and Donald Penn, he's not anyone that jumps out at me, so I believe he'll have a day. Leonard Williams gets his first sack on Sunday.
I like that. I like that. And I predicted DeAndre Baker gets his first interception. Mine is going to be Nate Solder, though. Daniel Jones is back. That means a guy who holds onto the ball a little longer than Eli Manning does. Nate Solder is dealing with a lot right now. Nate Solder is my giant factor. Give Daniel Jones that time, man. Give him an opportunity to step up. Don't let him have a fumble. Don't let that happen. Do everything you can that if there's any issues with Daniel Jones, that is solely on Daniel Jones and not on you, Solder. So if he plays well, it changes the entire offense. Or if he just plays average and doesn't let guys just completely beat him off the edge on a consistent basis, it really changes this offense. With Tate and Shepard back, playing together, I think this is only the second time that Jones gets those two guys together. It'll be interesting to see. But yeah, Nate Solder for me, I think he is the guy that can make this offense tick with Daniel Jones back in the game. So I got to go with Nate Solder. Now it's time for predictions. Danny, I'm going Giants 77, Redskins 0. Haskins, you suck. You're horrible. I almost did the gagging noise, but I didn't do it because I made an oath to our listeners that I wouldn't do it. But I'm going Giants 77, Redskins 0. What about you?
This is the game last year, which when we went to Washington and we completely curb stomped the Redskins. As I said, we punched them and then we just kept kicking them as they were down and showed no mercy. To be quite honest, a 77-0, that's not far out of range. I got Giants. I just one up in it. So I'll go Giants 78, Redskins 0.
It's better. Last week, we were very depressed and you picked a tie. And I picked the Giants 3-0, which was the first time it wasn't 77-0 of the season. Although I did switch on Sunday when I tweeted it out. But yeah, I'm feeling confident. And maybe we should have picked with our last week predictions so to keep that good juju going, even though I don't believe in none of that. Anyways, Danny, that's the show. Let's beat the Redskins, man. Let's dominate them. Let's make Haskins look bad. Let's make them draft another QB. Let's make Haskins look so bad that they draft another QB and we get Chase Young anyways. While winning this game, how awesome would that be, guys? Wouldn't that be sweet? Let's do it, and let's go Big Blue.
John Boy Media has a new teammate. It's iHeart Podcasts. What does it mean? John Boy Media shows can now be found over at the Dan Patrick Show. That's right. How cool is that? Wake and Jake and Jimmy's Three Things have joined the iHeart Podcast and Dan Patrick Show family. And the best part, they'll still continue to be the same shows you know and love. If you couldn't tell, we're excited about this one. And thank you guys for listening.